All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. You look right now at the Los Angeles Clippers, and they are a team that is on a roll. But that does not mean that they are not dealing with their fair share of problems. Now, the Clippers have won 14 out of their last 17 contests, mainly without star power forward in Blake Griffin. Now, Griffin was initially sidelined with a quad injury, but he did not help his cause nor that of the Clippers this week when he got into an altercation with a member of the Clippers equipment staff. Because of this, Griffin sustained an injury to his hand, which will keep him out an additional 4 to 6 weeks of action. This isn't the first time that we've seen something like this from Blake Griffin. You go back a few summers ago, and there was an incident with him with a fan in Las Vegas. And, you know, if you're Blake Griffin, you just have to steer clear of situations like this. And I bring up the bigger question right now because it might be time to blow this whole Clippers team up. You look at their core right now of DeAndre Jordan at center, Chris Paul at point guard, and of course, Griffin at power forward. And it was a situation last summer where Jordan looked like he was going to the Dallas Mavericks because he could not get along with Chris Paul before cooler heads prevailed. And Chris Paul is one of the premier point guards in the NBA, but you look at a guy that's been in the league now for about 12 seasons, and he's only been out of the first round of the playoffs a handful of times. And Chris Paul is becoming an older point guard, and you have to wonder how much further can this Clippers team go with him. DeAndre Jordan is a phenomenal rebounder and shot blocker, but his offensive game is basically limited once you eliminate the dunk factor from him. Griffin has evolved as far as his mid-range offensive game goes. He was leading the team in points this season with over 23 per game and nearly 9 rebounds per contest, but he is a guy himself. Can you trust this guy on or off the court to make the right decision? He has come back and apologized to the Clippers organization, but the thing is, one's an accident and two is a trend. So if you're the Clippers right now, you really have to think from moving on from both Paul and Griffin. Right now, you're stuck with Jordan's contract, but right now, this is a team that, as far as I'm concerned, the Clippers have a very small ceiling due to the fact where you look at this season in the Western Conference, and it's all about the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs. The Warriors have the best record in the conference right now, which is 41-4. The Spurs are right behind them at 39-7. And then you have the Clippers at 30-16. They're 11.5 back of the Warriors for the best record in the Western Conference. There's no way in the world that the Clippers are going to catch the Warriors. I doubt they even catch the Spurs. And then you have the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are sitting there in third with a record of 35-13. So clearly, the Warriors and the Spurs are the class of the Western Conference this year, and the Thunder are sitting right there. And the Clips, on the other hand, they're the fourth best team in the West. But right now, all that really says is more than likely the maximum that they can get to in the playoffs this year is the second round, because as it stands today, it would be a potential second round matchup between the Warriors and the Clippers. And the way that the Warriors are playing right now, they are on another level for just about every other team out west, with the exception of the Spurs. So, I mean, Doc Rivers was brought in a few years ago as a Clippers head coach to get this team to that next level, and he's been unable to do it. Simply put, he does not have the same talent mentally that he had when he helped the Boston Celtics win the NBA championship in 2008. And of course, if you look at those Celtics teams, they were always in contention for an NBA championship because they had one of the most mentally tough teams in the NBA. Now, you do have Paul Pierce on this Clippers team, as he was a member and he was a catalyst of that Celtics championship team in 2008. But the thing is, Paul Pierce has taken a step back at this point in his career to Griffin, Jordan, and Paul, and that is to be understood. He is still a leader on that team, a veteran leader at that, but you need one of your stars to emerge and be that leader. And I don't see it coming from Paul, I don't see it coming from Jordan, and I darn sure don't see it coming from Griffin, because if it was, he would not have put himself or the Clippers organization in the situation that he is currently done. Now, if the Clippers wanted to trade Griffin, they could get the world back for him, as would be the case for Chris Paul. But the bottom line is, if you are the Los Angeles Clippers, you really need to think long and hard about parting with Griffin and Paul and simply starting over from scratch. And again, this is an organization that knows a thing or two about starting over from scratch, because no team in NBA history has had the first overall pick in the NBA draft since the draft lottery was implemented in 1985, since the Clippers. I'm not saying the Clippers would be that bad again, but the bottom line is, there's only a cap as far as where they can go with this current team with Jordan, Paul, and Griffin. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.